I wrote this poem after I read the Iliad for the first time recently. And I also want to say that the poem was cobbled together from some fragments I wrote during the first Gulf War and was finished after I read the book Birding Babylon, which was a soldier's recollection. It started as a blog, actually, of field notes that he took while stationed in Iraq. The Second Slaughter. Achilles slays the man who slayed his friend, pierces the corpse behind the heels and drags it behind his chariot like the cans that trail a bride and groom. Then he lays out a banquet for his men, oxen and goats and pigs and sheep. The soldiers eat until a greasy moonbeam lights their beards. The first slaughter is for victory, but the second slaughter is for grief. In the morning, more animals must be killed for burning with the body of the friend. But Achilles finds no consolation in the hiss and crackle of their fat. Not even heaving four stallions on the pyre can lift the ballast of his sorrow. And here I turn my back on the epic hero, the one who slits the throats of his friend's dogs, killing what the loved one loved to reverse the polarity of grief. Let him repent by vanishing from my concern after he throws the dogs onto the fire. The singed fur makes the air too difficult to breathe. When the oil wells of Persia burned, I did not weep until I heard about the birds, the long-legged ones especially, which I imagined to be scarlet, with crests like egrets and tails like peacocks, covered in tar, waiting the feathers they dragged through black shallows at the rim of the marsh. But once I told this to a man who said I was inhuman for giving animals my first lament. So now I guard my inhumanity like the jackal who appears behind the army base at dusk, come there for scraps with his head lowered in a posture that looks like appeasement, though it is not.